This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
That is not our breakfast. Those are deer buck run calls. How you doing? Good morning to you listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations, myboomerradio.com. Appreciate you coming along for the ride. Very, very special guest, good friend. She has to deal with me by day, work day. I'm not Mr. Great Outdoors. Really, the overall outdoor expert at Game and Parks is that one right there. Christy Christensen of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission.
Thank you.
Education specialist like no other.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I got you in here. I got you away from the camperee.
I did. We were supposed to be at Ponca this weekend.
I know.
We have a group of friends that always go with us and volunteer, and we were all sad that it wasn't happening. So they all came to my house, and I got campers in my front yard.
I love it. And in charge? Shorty.
Shorty's in charge.
Good morning, Shorty Christensen. Is he making breakfast for... No, he's making a donut run.
Yeah, I don't know. Ashlands. I think this morning's Pop-Tarts, because tomorrow... tomorrow morning, I'm making a colossal breakfast.
Woo! So. There you go. All right. So, Christy Christensen of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, you've been doing a lot of virtual things.
Yes.
Kayaking, Dutch oven cooking. We're going to cover those things. We got to talk bow hunting.
Yes. And I've been doing some quick 20-second tips from the experts. And so you'll be seeing those here in the next couple of weeks on Facebook and Instagram.
Beautiful. And then we'll talk a little bit about the shooting sports world. People buying guns and ammo it's going out of style. Bows and crossbows.
Yes.
Associated gear. Got to talk about all that. And women in the outdoors as well. I think everybody's just going outside.
Oh, they are. It's wonderful.
The pandemic has triggered just a windfall for outdoor activity, which is great.
It is. It is. I'm just excited that people are just going outside and finding those adventures. And people are planting gardens and they're buying guns and bows and ammo.
People that haven't deer hunted for 10, 12 years buying permits.
Yes, it's wonderful.
A lot of people fishing. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Fishing permit sales in Nebraska are above the 10-year average. I think we're up over 40,000 fishing permits.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it is. So what do you want to know? Got the outdoor education specialist here about the topics I mentioned. Got a phone number, four sublines to it, 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. Two rounds of Great Outdoor Trivia coming up as well. Neil Nelkin on the board, the Dean of Nebraska Radio. He's waving at you.
Morning, Neil.
Good morning, Christy.
The consummate newsman right there. Always fills me in on everything happening.
Ain't nothing happening, Greg.
I hear you every weekday morning right here.
Right here.
You can hear Neil Nelkin.
With Dave Winger.
Wingy. Wingy. That's right. Boomer radio stations. 94.5, 106.5, 97.3, 1490, 1420. And can't forget our friends in the Fremont area. We're on Fremont, Nebraska radio. That's my buddy Chris Walls. There's Rich Ray out there. Barry Reeker's out there, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. Love our Fremont listeners. And wherever you're listening on myboomerradio.com, we'll put a podcast up there too. Nick Burris will. There he is, noshing on a Stoicic sausage. He's waving. Nick Burris coming off a busy night of high school football. I'm glad we're playing football.
Go Blue Jays.
Oh, yes, Ashland Greenwood.
Undefeated.
Yeah, and my Gretna Dragons. Undefeated as well.
Wonderful.
Gretna's Class A. I can't get used to that, though. It's just grown. It's just how it is.
It does.
There you are. And appreciate all of you, again, coming along for the ride. Without further ado, our Great Outdoor Radio Show is brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Cubbies, convenience stores, cubbies.com. And we have Stoicic House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets, Stoicic.com. Here with the weather, the butcher who does the weather. I'm thinking he's seen a few deer already. Archery deer hunting season rolling in Nebraska. Ken Stoicic, everybody.
Good morning.
Woo-hoo.
Beautiful day out there, isn't it?
The park superintendent's dream forecast this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh, I think we deserve this weather.
We do.
I think we do, yes. But you need to do your rain dance, Kenny. Well, modify it a little. I mean, with clothes on and everything.
But, whoa! You know, this time?
No Speedo.
Oh, okay. Gosh darn.
I think he does the loincloth.
Oh, Ken's in great shape, but I'm telling you, folks. Okay.
That's funny.
That is funny. Good job, Chris.
That's not a pretty sight.
What they say about me? So I'm on radio and TV, unfortunately. So, weather, beautiful. Oh, it was a fire pit night last night, wasn't it, with your campers?
Oh, we had a fire, all right. Yes.
Yeah, you had to.
A little sarsaparilla going around, and there you go. So, today.
Beautiful day. Nice low 70s and just nice and cool. A little windy, though, but it's a political year, so we have all that wind.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Oh, gosh. A lot of wind this year. And tonight it's going to get dark, of course. And then tomorrow a little bit warmer. A little bit warmer and still windy.
He's looking right at me when he says windy.
And the rest of the week, got a beautiful week ahead. Low 80s, lows in the 50s at night, so it's just a beautiful
and mornings. Bovening are not bad. Mornings, good mornings. Yes.
And I believe Tuesday is the official fall day.
Yep, start of fall. I think it starts after Labor Day.
Yes,
I'm just the old school. The day after Labor Day, it's fall, but the calendar says otherwise.
Yes, calendar says Tuesday is fall.
There you go.
Got some beautiful weather ahead of us. Thank goodness.
All right, how's the meat world?
Meat world is really, really strange.
It's a strange year 2020 is.
Yes, we have a lot of, we're back to almost normal in a lot of supplies of a lot of things, and then all of a sudden it stops.
What?
Yeah, it comes and goes. Pork had a little bit of problems this last week, a few items that couldn't get through. But they're back again this next week, so it's off and on. And got some good bargains because some of the products are overstocked, and so should be some good bargains out there.
What do you recommend slapping on the grill?
Oh, we got some beautiful sausages this week.
Cherry bomb, that's what I'm eating.
Got the cherry bomb, we got the andouille nice and fresh, we got pineapple nice and fresh, and so anything on the grill would be fantastic.
Tell everybody about the cherry bombs.
Cherry bombs are three different types of cherries in there, and nice and sweet, and then the bomb hits you. It just fires.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not too hot. It's just hot enough. My lips are tingling right now, just letting you know that.
Yeah.
Don't look at me, Neil, like that.
Well, I just had one, too.
I know you did. Yeah,
you know,
good
it
stuff.
Is, your store is on my way home. I may have to go.
There you go.
Yes.
What else is going on?
Not much. Not much. Got a beautiful, all this beautiful weather. Unfortunately, no rain, but that's all right. You know, you say all the hunting permits and everything are up.
Yep.
And we got some nice weather for it to get out there and really enjoy nature.
Yep.
Gosh, I think the weather's been fantastic, too, for everybody to get out.
Yep. Soybeans are coming out of the field. Combines are rolling on the soybean end of things. I think the corn's going to be out probably in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so early.
Early harvest dry. Corn's ready. Ours is ready. Soybeans are rolling.
Which is good because it's going to kick those deer out of the cornfield.
Yep. That's where
back in the woods.
That's where they are. On a woodland edge next to one. Yeah. So
yeah, even those pheasants are going to be easier to find.
Yep. Everything kind of repatterns. They get situated and, yeah, it's good stuff. I don't have to walk a mile. I can drive closer. To my stand. So, all right. Hours for Ken Stoicich. Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor.
On 24th Street, we're open till 5:30 today, and out west, we're open till 6.
All right. Stoicich.com. And still doing some catering things. It's kind of a pickup type deal,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, all pickup catering, and but we'll have it all ready for you. And just come by and say hi.
All right. Phone number?
Yes, just remember, you can come in the store, on both of our stores, you can walk in and enjoy. Phone number is 341-7260. Just ask for Ken, and I'll take care of her wherever you need.
Seen many deer?
A few. A few deer.
Look good? Nebraska, Iowa deer?
Look real good.
Okay. Yeah,
Nebraska deer, they're really nice.
I shot a turkey. I didn't bring it to you.
Thank you.
I took care of it myself. I plucked that thing.
You plucked it?
5,500 feathers. I reminded myself, Christy, the whole way as my hands were cramping, going, what have I done to myself? But it was warm, at least, did it? You know, on the farm and the field, and feathers are everywhere.
Skin them in the fall and pluck them in the spring.
I know, but it was what I decided I was going to go for. I did it.
Oh,
5,500 feathers.
Are you going to smoke it? What are you doing with it?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. This man right here has taught me how to do that.
Very good.
Gave me the do's and don'ts. So, yes, it's amateur smoking time, not professional like you guys do.
Just remember, smoking and cooking is two different things.
Totally.
Yes.
Smoking is one part, not that long, and cooking is the long part.
Gotcha. You heard it right here, folks. Yeah. Ken Storsich, Storsich House of Sausage. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you,
appreciate
sir.
The cherry bombs and the andouille sausage here, too. We'll save you one, Christy.
All right.
And go see Ken Storsich again, 24th at Bancroft, 130th at Arbor. Storsich.com to get all the particulars if you forget what he's told you today. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we go to our first time out. When we come back, it's all Christy Christensen of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission after this.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very, very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
We are back on the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on the Boomer Radio Network in Fremont's Big Dog Country. Good catch. Radio stations there. We got game calls rolling off the counter here. Live radio with you. And me, Greg Wagner. Special guest today, Christy Christensen of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. She wears all kinds of expert hats, and it's hard to know where to start and stop with her. I did a blog with her, an extensive blog on Dutch oven cooking that has spawned numerous invites to events for 2021. 2021, we are getting ready at the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission to celebrate
100th years.
Birthday of the Nebraska State Park System.
Yeah.
Shadron.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
It is going
lots
to be
of exciting things coming.
And I got a little bit, a couple of invites to say, hey, can you come out and do some Dutch oven cooking?
Shadron was one of them.
And they
Greg
said, Shadron, I'm going.
I love Shadron State Park, yes.
I haven't been there for, almost 30 years.
Same here. And it's one of the first parks I went to as a kid. My folks are camping. Yeah. I love Shadron State Park. So, Dutch oven cooking, doing a lot of virtual events. We'll talk Dutch oven cooking, kayaking, little bow hunting, shooting sports, women in the outdoors. Dutch oven cooking. I have to ask out of the chute here, as far as equipment goes, are the Dutch ovens as hard to find as firearms and ammunition?
Ooh, I haven't been shopping for them lately, but I wouldn't doubt it. Everything is flying off the shelves.
People want to be outdoors.
They do. And, you know, and the nice thing is you shouldn't panic about going to a store and buying a new one, because you can find older ones if you do some shopping and looking around. You know, there's so many people that have them and don't realize what they have. And so you could find one, and even if it looks terrible, you can just put in some elbow grease and turn those things back into beautiful black and all seasoned, and it doesn't really take long. And I think that's people's, we talked about that. What's their biggest fear about
not using it? Yeah, they intimidate me a little bit.
I think that, yeah, they do. And I think it's because they're afraid that, oh, I don't know how to clean it or I don't have to take care of it. But once you kind of figure that out, and it's easier than you think it is. And you take good care of it, and it's like cooking with Teflon.
You said to look around at the rummage sales, yeah, garage sales that are going on, farm sales, you might be surprised.
Yeah.
Get an old rusty Dutch oven, clean it up, season it, you rock bet. And roll.
You bet. So we had a great meal last night.
Now, what'd you do last night with the camperee?
Made two big pots of cheeseburger pie. And just...
Ooh, Neil, we didn't get invited.
Delicious, I'm telling you.
They wanted to have enough for everybody.
Actually, there was some leftovers, but Shorty was excited because he's like, good, put that in the fridge.
Breakfast.
He loves that, yeah.
Yeah,
so good. They may be eating that for breakfast out there,
cool,
instead of the Pop-Tart.
Cool.
So.
Very good. So, Dutch ovens. You probably should explain to folks that are going, I think I've seen them. Kind of describe one, and why would I want to have one at my campsite?
Okay. So, essentially, it is a pot that is its own oven, because you're putting heat source underneath and you're putting the heat source on top. So what an oven's going to basically look like, what you're going to want to look for, usually they run about 10 or 12 inch. 12 inches is a great size. And a lot of them will actually have a number on the top that'll say 12. We want to make sure that there's a lip all the way around the top and it's flat. And cooking with charcoal is the easiest way to regulate the temperature. So charcoal is wonderful. After you get good at it, you can use just regular, you know, coals from the fire. You also want to have legs on the bottom, and there's usually three. If there aren't any legs, you can use a trivet, but you want to get that airspace so those coals will get underneath and the coals will come on top, and you're cooking all around, creating your own oven.
And why do I want to have one at a campsite? Looks like involved recipes.
No. Because it's a pot. You just throw everything in the pot.
There you go.
That's the best part. And at camp, it's easy because you can buy a oil tin, oil pan, put that on the ground, throw the coals in the pan.
Charcoal
briquettes, and put your pot on top and then put more coals on. And it's just, it's small, it's easy, everything you need, one pot, you can do anything you need to do in that.
Charcoal briquettes, how do I know how many to put on top?
Each briquette can get up to 25 degrees. So if you want to calculate, do the math, you can do that. I don't do math, especially when I'm camping. So, rule of thumb, if you have a 12-inch oven, we want two less briquettes on the bottom than the size of the oven.
Okay.
And two
easy
more
enough
on top than the size of the oven. So a 12-inch, we want 10 coals on the bottom and 14 on the top. We'll put it in a semicircle with a couple in the middle. That's it. And most
it's going to be about 350 degrees,
yes,
then, isn't it? Standard
right about
oven.
That. Yes. And so there are charts that you can look up that'll give you exact temperatures, top and bottom, things like that. If you have one of my recipe books, I have a chart in there. If you want one, you can certainly get a hold of me. I will
mail. How do they get a hold of you for a recipe book, Dutch
oven? They can send me an email at christy.christensen@nebraska.gov.
S-E-N, Christensen.
Yes.
Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Christensen, S-E-N.
Yep, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-S-E-N.
There you go.
At Nebraska.gov.
Christy.Christensen at Nebraska.gov. Okay, very good. What's your favorite recipe? The ultimate recipe that you do in the Dutch oven that you like?
That's a hard decision, but I think...
Or among the favorite recipes.
Oh, Mountain Man Breakfast. Because
that's on my blog, by the way, outdoornebraska.org.
Everything in it. You know, sausage and bacon and onions and eggs, hash browns, everything. That's
love
really,
it.
Really good. But that cheeseburger recipe that I make, that cheeseburger pie, top of the charts now. That's one of my favorites.
Gotta love it. How about desserts? Everybody loves cobbler in the Dutch oven.
Sure, and cobblers are simple, and you can go so easy with them. Three ingredients, and you have a cobbler. It's not difficult. A cake mix, some fruit, either butter on top, or you can even pour pop over it. A lot of people do that.
Yep, I've done 7-Up, I think.
I tend to like the butter.
Oh, of course.
Butter makes everything better.
Yes.
Well, so does bacon, but...
Yes, it does.
And I've had people make bacon in their desserts, too, which is pretty good.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm game. Just that simple. And the Dutch oven, you've told me, too, is kind of a neat communal thing where you can get really the family involved with preparing a meal.
Yeah. And one of the funnest things that kids like to make is monkey bread.
Ooh, there you go.
And we did that.
Cinnamon monkey bread.
Right. When I had the Girl Scout Zoom event that we did last week, I mean, we made the monkey bread. And it's fun because you just tear apart the refrigerator biscuits, roll it in a ball, throw it in the oven, throw some butter on it, grab handfuls of cinnamon and sugar and brown sugar,
sure,
sprinkle it on there, and it's done. And it just ooey gooey goodness.
Ooh. Talking with Christy Christensen of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, outdoor education specialist, very accomplished outdoors person, big time. And let's do some trivia now.
Okay.
I think we probably have asked this before, but I've extended this question a little bit more so. So here we go. We're going to throw in the October issue of Nebraska Land Magazine, 62 pages. Then going to throw in the 2020 Nebraska Public Lands Atlas, 131 pages, and they're going to have that. And I like the hard copy of that.
Me too.
Online
we're carrying around
is
in our
just,
truck.
I got my reading glasses on, but the hard copy is better. Trivia question. Here we go. This comes from Christy Christensen. Regarding the Dutch oven, who was given credit for designing the flat lid of the Dutch oven with a ridge for holding coals plus the addition of legs, 3 legs, to the pots? Should we give any hints or not? There's some hints.
Oh, no.
Okay. She's tough on you, folks.
I'm going to be tough. But I will tell you, though, okay, that Lewis and Clark actually carried a Dutch oven on their travels.
Yeah, they
while
did.
While they were discovering America,
yep,
going through, you know, Missouri River and all of that, and they carried one with them.
Yeah, and African-American homesteaders had them. Settlers had them on the Great Plains here in Nebraska, mm-hmm, as well. Very interesting, but this one you got to think back a little bit more in history. We're all only
this
say
person
that.
Was a silversmith by
yes, he,
trade.
Yes, he was. Yeah, a silversmith, a very well-known person in the colonial era in history in America. All right, first caller with the correct answer wins the prize pack. We'll send it to you. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. Call in.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very, very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives $1 to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Good morning, good morning. How you doing? Happy Saturday to you from me, Greg Wagner. You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show, Metro Area's longest outdoor running talk radio show. You're listening on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network and Fremont's Big Dog country radio stations, myboomerradio.com. Appreciate our sponsors, the Oak Creek Sporting Club controlled shooting area near Brainerd, Nebraska, oak-creek-club.com. Also have Stoicich House of Sausage, stoicich.com, and Cubby's Convenience Stores. We appreciate them. 35 stores in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota, cubbies.com. We're playing Great Outdoor Trivia on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Going to go to line one. And if you're just joining us, the question regarding the Dutch oven. We've been talking with Christy Christensen, special guest from the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, about that. Who was given credit for designing the flat lid of the Dutch oven with a ridge for holding coals, plus the addition of the legs to the pots? Three legs. And I think it was the first caller out of the chute. We go to line one. We go to Nathan Curran of Omaha. Good morning, Nathan. How you doing?
Morning. Good. How are you doing?
Good. We are wondering, first off, before we get to your answer, we're wondering if you're related to Dan Curran or Tom Curran.
Dan Curran's my father.
Dan Curran. Oh, my gosh. Dan, we could have Dan on the radio here, and Dan would be great and tell crazy stories about Greg Wagner. Some that shall not be told. But anyway, be sure to tell your dad hi. Oh, my gosh.
It will do.
One of the fine artists that we had at Game and Parks many moons ago, and a great band guy, great bandsman as well, Dan Curran. All right, Nathan, so you got to tell your dad hi. What is your guess? Who was the individual in American history who developed that lid with the ridge?
Paul Revere.
Paul Revere.
Very
is
good.
It. That's
good
right.
Good job.
And the legs to the pot. Very good. Nathan Curran from South O, baby, from Omaha. That's fantastic. Any questions or comments for Christy Christensen? She spends more time outdoors than any of us do.
No, I do not.
All right. Thank you. Be sure you tell your dad hi from Greg White.
Will do.
Have a great day.
Christy Christensen. Thank you. There goes Nathan Curran. Yeah, we ask guest questions here, don't we?
Yeah.
Just like we're sitting around talking.
Exactly.
That's how this show is. There you go. Good job. Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two coming up. Christy, we've talked enough about Dutch ovens. You've been featured in a lot of kayaking videos on the Game and Parks website, outdoornebraska.org. You're the kayak expert extraordinaire at the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. Tell everybody what you've been doing with kayaks, and by golly, why can't I find one? I want to buy one.
Yeah, that's getting hard. But I will kind of guarantee that maybe toward the end of the summer,
yeah,
you know, that people may be going, oh, maybe we ought to sell them. You know, we might be
true
able to buy some on the side. But, yeah, they've been difficult to get. Again, everybody's out because it's such a fun activity.
Oh, it's awesome.
And you can do it with your family, your kids, bring your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, I think it's just a blast. I enjoy the calmness of it, being able to either float the rivers or find a nice quiet lake, do some fishing off of it. A lot of fun. I enjoy it.
They're more stable than canoes. They put you right, I love to fish from them, right,
yeah,
near the water level. You can get places a canoe cannot get. You can really separate yourselves from the crowd, from the bank fishing crowd. Use them on rivers. I have a sit on top.
Me too.
They're nice. But, you know, a lot of people still have that mystique to them. Oh, I don't want to get in that thing. It's going to turn over and I'm going to be upside down in the water. Not true.
No. And I think you really have to try hard to flip it. But if you're not real sure what you're doing, you really want to stay sitting straight up and down. And you don't want to stick your oar over in the top. Way down into the water. I'm making motions like y'all can see.
She is
here.
Just kayaking right now. virtually on the radio.
I forget. But I can't talk much without my hands anyway. So
same here.
But it's a lot of fun. The sit on tops are really stable.
They are.
The one I purchased, I can actually stand up in it. I had to get a rope so I could pull my butt out of the water, you know, or up above, you know.
Same here. I'm clamoring.
But it works out really good,
up.
And you can stand there, and, mm-hmm, and it's pretty stable. You could bow fish off the top of it. I'm not sure I'm ready for that yet.
I'm not ready for
I'll
that
probably
yet.
Topple into it. But the nice things about the sit-on-tops, especially in the summer, things like that, you probably don't want a boat like that if you're going to be doing a lot of late fall when it's super, super cold, you still have to understand that if you get wet, you get cold, you can get hypothermia pretty fast. That water temperature makes a big difference because people think, oh, it's nice out. The air temp is, but that water temperature isn't. So,
and then you getting out on that air temp with the wind.
Yes. So wear a life jacket. Wear a life jacket. And the other thing is dress for always plan on getting wet regardless. And don't wear a pair of jeans and a sweatshirt.
Cotton is rotten, my friend.
Absolutely. And it'll suck up all that water. It'll suck you down. So moisture wicking, layering, things like that. And people forget that. We had people will get hypothermia just getting wet, and it doesn't take long.
Happen on a 70-degree day with a little wind like today.
So dress well. Dress for getting wet and that moisture wicking. That's important. And please wear that life jacket. Remember, kayaking, it's a kayak, but it's still a vessel. And you still have to follow those same rules as regular boating. It's a vessel. Follow those rules.
What are some of the questions you've had about kayaking that we could answer here that you haven't already? One of the things that I get on kayaks is that for storage, how should they be stored? Should you drag them to get them into the water? Should you try to hoist them above your head, not scratch the bottom?
Honestly, and you should avoid the gravel. It'll slide through the grass really well, and that's really not a problem. You can actually buy those wheels that'll put on there, because if you get a boat that's too heavy for you to haul, those are really nice to have. But when you store them, sometimes if you store them flat on the bottom and it's in a area that gets hot, gets cold, things like that, they can warp a little bit. I like suspending them. I think works the best.
Agreed.
And or hanging them on a rack on the wall instead of just putting them down. Don't store stuff on top of it because it will warp. It can't.
It's not
that.
A container.
No, it's not. It's not. Kind of like your treadmill and everybody hangs their laundry.
Yeah, exactly. I do that, but not on my boots. Just that simple. All right. Take another time out. We will here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. When we return, going to switch gears again. We got to talk bow hunting.
Yes.
Oh, it's our passions, both of ours. More with Christy Christensen of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission after these messages.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
It's Mike.
There we are, back on your Boomer Radio, Big Dog Country, Great Outdoor Radio Show, brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club, Sausage House of Sausage, Cubby's Convenience Stores, Neil Nelkin on the board, Nick Burris in the background. I'm Greg Wagner. Special guest today, Christy Christensen of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, outdoor education specialist, avid outdoors person. We've talked about Dutch oven cooking, touched on kayaking. Now, let's talk bow hunting.
You bet.
Let's talk our passions.
So fun.
Big time. This time of year, the mornings I don't hunt, I'm like, I should be out there. Yeah, right?
It's been so beautiful, and went out opening day.
Yeah, Shorty got a nice doe.
Actually, he shot two.
Did he? Yes. Picture one.
Yep. So
congratulations and thank you for shooting does, Shorty.
You bet. Well, we're trying to fill that freezer, so that's important.
Can't eat antlers.
7 a.m. on opening morning doe down.
Yeah, nice.
Second day, second doe down. And then it was still pretty warm. We got home. And
yeah, the fun stops, doesn't it? You got to hustle.
We had to hustle, butcher, get it in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
And, so we had in that cheeseburger pie I made last night was made with deer.
Oh,
so
life doesn't get any better.
It was fantastic. So get out early in the mornings.
Lot of stickers. Lots of burrs this year. We were talking about that. I've got to go and get a burr brush after the show today because I have these stick tights all over me. A dry year has favored a lot of stickers.
Mm-hmm. And even the deer that we shot were just covered in the stick. So they stick to the deer, too.
I shot had stick tights, too.
Yeah, yeah, my dog had it on her tail this morning. I mean, she was back.
Oh, yeah, it's just how it is.
Yeah.
The cover might be a touch lower, but it's sticker central.
Yeah, so it makes it a bit difficult to get into some of these areas. Shorty was out.
You guys mowed your trails like I did, though, didn't you?
This area we didn't, and he thought, I'm going to check this out. And he goes, it was a mess. He said, by the time I got through there,
he
had to turn around, go back. He goes, I'm going to go back to the stands we already had set up. So
there you go.
But that need to do some early scouting. Go in, even in the springtime when there's not a whole lot there, it's a good time to scout. At the end of the season is a great time to scout. Get to know those areas if you have access to them. Early on,
you've always told me, and I totally agree, deer hunting is a process.
Yes.
We enjoy the process. It is not something you just jump in and start doing, archery deer hunting or archery turkey hunting. It is a process. I enjoy that process.
Yeah.
You guys do too.
The preparation makes it fun. And
yeah.
Except if you're hunting with my husband.
Shorty's not here to defend him. I'm defending you, Shorty.
And he'll know. Even Sean Howard's going to agree with me because it's like, just pick a tree. So putting up tree stands make it kind of fun. But
yeah, he has honestly, a climber, I take it.
Oh, we have climbers. We have ladder stands. We have everything.
Kind of a little of everything.
But those climbers
like
are great
ladder stands
when you're
anymore.
Trying to when you need to change your mind.
I know
because you'll get a
better looking tree.
Yep, you get a stand, and then you're thinking, "Darn it! I knew I should have put one over there."
I know.
We'll grab our climbers. We'll try that, and then maybe we'll have to move a stand later. But tree selection, that was something I'm going to talk about on some of these videos that were taken.
That's
you don't
big
just
in Nebraska.
Pick any tree.
No,
it has to do with. You know, where you're seeing sign, it has to do with where they're moving from one area to the other. Another one is maybe there's cattle in that area that week. And last week when you were there, there weren't any cattle. So we're checking our trail cams and nothing but cows. So we're thinking, okay, we're going to try. And we seen that as soon as the cows were gone, the deer were back. And so
Bingo.
We had to just reevaluate where we were going to go.
Safety. Tree selection is big regarding safety as well. Talk about tree stand safety, that 3 points of contact, the fall restraint system, safety harness.
Absolutely. And I never get in a tree without a safety harness. And one of the other things we started doing is after we get our tree stand set, especially the permanent ones, we will throw in a lifeline. And how a lifeline works is once we have the tree set, everything's good, we'll put that lifeline at the top of the tree, tie it off, and it'll run the full length of the ladder stand or your hang on, your sticks. And then when you leave the ground, you reach over with your safety harness, you clip on that lifeline, and you are connected to a lifeline from the time you leave the ground all the way up to getting into the tree, getting out of the tree, and back down to the ground. You are connected to that lifeline the whole time. Highly recommend it because when people fall out, traditionally, it's when they're getting in or out
right.
of the stand. That's when it happens because typically That's when you're not hooked to the tree.
I always buy, and I'm glad I did on Tuesday, crossbow hunting, always buy with my archery deer hunting permit, I'm buying a turkey permit.
Oh, yes.
Because you may not see them today or tomorrow, but all of a sudden on that third day, oh, here they come.
Yeah.
And Jake Jenny group, look out.
They are.
You can hear them coming. And I'm glad I did. Shot a big hen, an adult hen, out of that group. But I think that is kind of cool to do. Oh. And generally the Turks, where I hunt, move through after the deer have passed through. It's an at, so you got to wait a little bit longer. It's going to be maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock. Yeah. But I think, too, with archery deer hunting, that whether it's bow or crossbow, you don't take chance shots. You don't have a rifle in your hand, and you let that shot present itself humanely.
Right. One of the things that we're always teaching in our hunter ed classes is we ask the question, how long do you wait for the perfect shot? And as long as it takes.
As long as it could be an hour.
It could be. And
it
you
could
may
have
and
a deer it, come back.
It, yeah. And it could be that you don't get that shot. Then you get to come back again the next day and try. The morning that Shorty shot that first doe, another doe came in. He was ready to take the shot, and she had a limb right over her vitals.
Mm.
And then she turned and walked directly away from him, and he didn't get the shot. Otherwise, we would have gotten two the first day. But it's okay. You know, shot placement is huge. Make sure you have that perfect shot, because the last thing you want to do is ever wound a deer if you can avoid it.
Absolutely. Anything else to pass along about bow hunting?
Practice, practice, practice.
Can't practice enough. Bow or crossbow. You might think out of the box that crossbow is easy. Yeah, it is. But it's repetition, repetition.
Absolutely.
Repetition.
Absolutely.
Shoot your cube. Shoot your block.
Right.
Keep
and
shooting.
Practice with the broadheads you're going to be using, because they're going to fly way different.
They fly different than
your
target tips.
Yes. Practice from the tree stand.
Elevated.
Shooting down is different than shooting straight across. Make sure you just don't bend at the waist. Your whole body has to bend. If you only drop your arms, your sight is totally off. So you have to make sure you bend at the waist. You're tipping forward. Practice. Never shoot straight down, because you'll never get a correct shot. And that's a really bad shot, to shoot straight down.
Can't pull the bow back, or can't maneuver a crossbow like that. They're heavier.
And it's
can't
hard to shoot them straight through the spine, too.
Oh,
so that's kind of a crack shot. So
yep.
You want to make sure. But practice, and even practice, that's the other thing we tell people. Even if it's hot outside and you're going to be wearing a coat and you're wearing gloves,
you need to put the coat
and
on.
You have a face mask, you better put all that on when you're
yes.
shooting, because
good
it's going to totally
good
alter
tips.
The way you do it.
Yep.
And practice shooting from a seated position. It's a lot harder to pull your bow back when you're sitting down than it is when you're standing
yep.
up.
And with crossbow, you're going to be in a ground blind, use the sticks. Use sticks.
Too hard to hold that bow.
Use sticks. Yep, absolutely. All right, let's do Great Outdoor Trivia. Round number two, this is going to pertain to bow hunting. And they're going to play for another fresh off the press 62-page October issue of Nebraska Land Magazine. Got it early for you. And we're going to include another brand new 2020 Nebraska Public Lands Atlas. You'll want that, the hard copy for your fall hunting and outdoor adventures. Trivia question. Here we go, Christy. The compound bow for archery hunting was first developed in what year? So, what year was the compound bow for hunting invented? Not the first year it was patent, the first year it was actually developed.
And I don't even know the answer
okay,
to this question.
I'm going to give, this is going to be great for the boomer listeners. The number one pop song this year was California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas. Now for the big dog country listeners on the radio, they were younger, playing Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams Jr., their songs are on the country radio stations. And first caller that gets this right wins. We'll send all the stuff to you. 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
And we have returned. Final segment of the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country, myboomerradio.com. Podcast coming immediately after this program. Very special guest today, dynamic person, crazy, crazy rabid outdoors enthusiast, Christy Christensen of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. Great to work with her by day. Wonderful to have her on the radio. We don't have any winners on Great Outdoor Trivia. Round number two, Christy.
Too tough.
And there's Uncle Neil. Neil Nelkin on the radio there. Neil, the compound bow for archery hunting was first developed in what year? What year was the compound bow for hunting invented? We told you the number one pop song this year was California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas for the Boomer listeners. And for the Big Dog Country listeners, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams Jr. all had songs being played on the radio then as well. They were younger.
Greg Wagner was 4 years old.
I was four. Just beyond a toddler. Neil, were you in radio then, Neil Nelkin?
Yeah, I played those songs on the radio as a disc jockey back then.
Wow. Neil has been in radio for some time. Wow. Okay, yeah. Better go to the phones. They're ringing. The lines are, we have four sublines, one main number. 402-553-1490. Call in, 402-553-1490. First caller that gets it right, the year wins. I'll talk to Christy Christensen. Christy, with the time remaining, anything you want to highlight with the shooting sports? We've talked a little bit about the ammo and everything else going on with that. The Sykes Range at Platte River State Park is not open.
Not yet.
Okay.
We were under a major road construction project this last year.
Yeah, I know that.
And now we're very short-staffed. And with the restrictions that we're doing right now, we're not loaning equipment. Because we're trying to sanitize everything and keep it safe. And so we're trying to
work around that.
And most of our clientele, when they come to our range, they borrow our equipment. But the Outdoor Education Center in Lincoln are taking reservations, and their firearm range is open for people to come in.
44th and Superior.
44th and Lincoln. Superior. And they can come out and sight in their guns and bring their ammo. It's
cool.
A great facility. So that's a good option. Everyone's out buying guns, and ammo's hard to get right now. You may have to order it. Just make sure that you're ready for the season. I know rifle season isn't until November, but you may not be able to get
to really
some ammo
plan ahead
by
this
them.
Year.
Yeah, do plan ahead.
Yeah, all right. We have a winner on Great Outdoor Trivia.
This is one of my favorite
people.
This
is one of my favorite people in the entire world.
Oh, me too.
We have a winner on Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two. And we'll go to him right now on the phone. And Christy, who is this?
Good morning, Lauren.
How are you guys?
Lauren, there he is.
We're doing great.
You know,
how are you
doing? I had to guess, but I knew it was during my high school vintage. When you mentioned those songs, it was right in there, and I wasn't one of the first guys to get a compound, but I know they were out, so.
Lauren Catt running the Farmers Co-op in Gretna.
Hey, yes. Only till the end of the month.
No!
I'm going to hand the ropes over. I'm just going
to. You're not allowed to retire. That, you got so. You got all of us. You got all of us crazy farm owners that need stuff. I mean,
well, no, I think it's fantastic.
Well,
congratulations.
Maybe I got time for a little more hunting and fishing.
There you go. So that's
I'm
true.
Just getting home from a youth hunt this morning. I got two youth hunters with me, but we didn't see any deer, so we'll have to hit it again.
Well, Lauren is one of our treasured mentors, and I tell you, my kids were not involved in that program because we were taking them hunting, but the guys, Lauren included, as far as mentors, are the greatest people that we have. And
totally.
Game and Parks, we couldn't do mentor programs without folks like yours, and I tell you, I would let them adopt my kids.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren, fantastic.
I call this the all-star team of hunting.
You know, it's a good opportunity to get out in the field. I enjoy it. So,
well, Lauren, what's your answer? What was the year?
What 19, year?
1966.
That's right. Correct. He gets it right. 1966. And it says, with my crack internet research, Lauren, Christy, the compound bow was first developed in 66 by Hollis, Wilbur, Allen, and Billings, Missouri. Patent was granted to him in 69. I did not know that, actually. I knew it was kind of in the 60s, but good job, yeah. Lauren. Lauren, I'd love to have you in a mentee or two on the air, but I don't
we'll
want to
do
take
it.
You. I don't want to take you guys out of the field on a nice morning. That's what I don't want to do, but and as we get...
You know, that's the beauty in Nebraska's archery season. It runs a long time.
Yes, it does.
Thank goodness.
Yep. I'm going to reach out to you. So
okay.
need to have
good.
You on the air. And I don't know if the town of Gretna or surrounding area will let Lauren retire.
Probably not. But,
because the co-op dinner will never be the same. Never.
But, maybe they'll invite him.
Oh,
back.
Well.
I don't know.
They might invite him back. So, but Lauren, thanks for calling
thank
in.
Thank you.
Thanks
sure
for
enough.
Appreciate everything you do.
We love you. Big
you
time.
Guys take care and have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Lauren Catt running the co-op in Gretna gets it right in 1966. And there's Lauren... that whole cadre, and you know, I don't want to start mentioning names because I'll probably forget somebody, but they are the all-star team
yes.
for hunting, you know, and a few of those are Kevin Markt, Gary Brunberg's in there, Neil Chandler's in there. Neil, happy birthday
to
Neil
Neil's
Chandler.
Birthday? Hey,
yes,
Neil, happy
retired
birthday.
Omaha firefighter. But these guys and gals, they are the premier bow hunters.
Yes. Well, and I will tell the audience here, if you have a young child that's interested in bow hunting, interested in getting out, and you have absolutely no clue what's going on, and your child is saying, I want to do this, I want to do this, that's what this mentor program's all about. Yep. Aaron Hirschberger runs the program, and he coordinates
great
all
job,
the volunteers.
Aaron.
And it's fantastic. I've gotten to be involved with that a little bit, and again, this is probably one of the most successful programs, and I'm talking nationwide. I'm not just talking Nebraska.
We are the trendsetter here.
Yes, because the kids that continue to hunt after they...
Yeah, that retaining rate.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you talk about an R3 program that's so successful.
I think we now have mentees that have become mentors.
Yes, they have. Yes,
mentees.
They have. And we're talking like 98% of those kids that graduate out of this program, they have to have hunter education. They have to pass a proficiency test. They don't have a bow. We have loaner bows. We can get them loaner equipment until they're ready to get their own. So it's just very geared for these kids that really want to get out, want to learn. And we have the best mentors like Lauren.
Oh, gosh.
Fantastic people.
OutdoorNebraska.org, the Game and Parks website for all things outdoors-wise. Get a hold of Christy Christensen through there as well, or me, OutdoorNebraska.org. We didn't have time for women in the outdoors. We'll have to have you back to cover that. But if anybody wants any specific information regarding women in the outdoors, reach out to you.
Yep, our Becoming Outdoors Woman program is growing, and we're doing a lot of partnership lately. Check out She Goes Outdoors podcast.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And we've got some really
you,
great
Julia
things happening.
You, Julia and the gals.
Yes. And we've got some box subscriptions that we're working on. Check it out. You'll enjoy it.
All right. Christy Christensen, Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, OutdoorNebraska.org. Thank you very much. I turn you back to the camperee.
Yes.
That'll be fun with the campers down there.
Go get my...
I got to go buy a burr brush. There you are. Thank you for listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Next week, Mike Wolford, Northwoods Taxidermy, on the program with us. Don't miss it. Have a great weekend. I'm Greg Wagner.